some farmers are turning out calves onto maybe on 2 kilos a meal, and look, you could step that back, you know, gradually to 1.5 kilos and then back to 1 kilo in the coming weeks. But for the best part, most of our farmers would be keeping 1 kilo a meal with their calves right up until after grass comes into play, maybe in from probably mid-June onwards. And even at that, most of our farmers would be maintaining certain amounts of contrast with their calves.
Hello and welcome to the Beef Edge, the Chagas Beef Podcast, for all your latest news, information and advice for Irish beef farmers. I'm Catherine Egan, and on this week's episode, I'm joined by Dairy Beef 500 advisor Tommy Cox to get an update on the farms, management tips in the coming weeks and discuss the weaning process. Tommy, you're very welcome. Things have changed a lot on farms in the past 2 or 3 weeks weather-wise. What's the current situation on Dairy Beef 500 programme farms?
Yeah, look, thankfully, Catherine, the weather has gradually increased or improved on farms. So we got a welcome boost there. So across all farms, stock are all out of grass now at this stage. The coming forecast for rain, I suppose farmers have been anxious to get as much fertilizer as possible to maintain grass growth. Currently, especially, I suppose, up the west coast, there's quite a cover of grass there at the moment, where farmers would have very, very little grazing done in for the best parts. Down the eastern coast and down the south and that, there would be quite a bit of grazing done earlier in the grazing season. And probably that has resulted in slow enough regrowth of grass, and that would be a tighter situation down that part of the country.
And obviously, some of those paddocks might not be grazed in this rotation on some of the farms in the west that you mentioned. What would you be recommending to those farmers?
Yeah, so look, what a lot of the farmers will be doing in the coming weeks, be keeping a close eye on their grass, to be walking the farm regularly, and where surpluses arise, they will be taken out promptly to allow regrowth to come, because they're not going to get ahead of it. Like, the demand probably, is calves only starting to be turned out on a lot of farms now in the coming weeks, and their demand is going to be very slow. So the demand for the next month or 6 weeks isn't going to be massive. So farmers will be looking to take out them paddocks and get good grass back into the system early.
What are farmers in the programme planning in relation to silage in the coming weeks?
At this stage, the fertilizer is out for first coat silage. Different farmers had different situations where farmers were lucky enough to have a light enough cover and have got slurry out earlier in the spring. They went with 60, 70 units of nitrogen in the past number of weeks there, just to get the crop growing and get the crop up and running. The cutting date still doesn't really change, Catherine. These farmers' dairy calf to beef systems, quality silage is a must. So, all farmers in the program wouldn't be targeting, having all their first cut done by, the 25th of May at the latest. Some farmers would be targeting earlier than that, and especially farmers where there was a cover of grass, to be targeting maybe from the 15th to the 20th. So what farmers have done, if covers are bare, gone out with their slurry, and a smaller or reduced to nitrogen, where there was a cover of grass there where farmers mightn't have got to it, they went with around 60 units of nitrogen, and they plan to cut that around the 15th of May.
That's great, Tommy. And you mentioned their calves are being turned out in the last number of weeks. What are the targets that you're looking for on farms up to weaning, so before these calves are turned out?
The weight target, I suppose the 90 to 100 kilos is your target weight at weaning, but I suppose what's far more important is that a calf has eaten adequate amounts of concentrates prior to weaning. That's where some farmers maybe they fall short, where they might do an excellent job rearing the calf, on the milk replacer side. But, the real skill, I suppose, is making that transition to the solid feed as smooth as possible, without setting back the calf. So, ideally before weaning, you want that calf on at least 1.5 to 2 kilos a meal, for 3 or 4 days at a minimum. If the calf is on that level of concentrates for a week, it's an ideal situation, because what you have is what you're doing there with that grain and that concentrates, you're developing the calf's rumen. So when that calf gets to grass, there's going to be no real setback in that calf. He's going to go out, you're keeping the concentrates in, to keeping the fiber in the calf, but you're setting that calf's rumen up that he'd be able to graze grass right throughout the summer and be able to utilise that grazed grass, which is more important.
And can you describe the weaning process from milk on the farms?
Every farm is probably different. With some farmers maybe that's using automatic feeders, and them automatic feeders, you know, wean the calves back themselves automatically. But farmers in the conventional feeding systems, you know, some farmers are moving back to once a day from 4 to 5 weeks of it, or 4 to 5 weeks after the calf arriving on the farm, moving back to 3 liters once a day, and then gradually stepping back to milk as the concentrate intake increases. Other farmers, you know, they're staying on twice a day, but reduced the volume of milk from a calf, you know, from 6, 7 weeks of age up until around 10, 11 weeks of age when the calf is weaned, and you know, on adequate levels of colostrum. But a lot of different systems, but the big thing is, I suppose, that the calf is on adequate concentrates before weaning.
And how much concentrate will be fed to calves at grass, and for how long will that be fed?
Again, look at every farm is different. Look at it depends on the farmer and how good a grassland manager he or she is. But look, what we would be recommending is maintaining concentrates definitely for the first 6, 7 weeks post turnout, you know, to prevent any growth checks. The weather still it's still, you know, slightly unsettled, you know, so the grass dry matter is relatively low. So calves would have to consume a high level of grass to meet their demand. So that solid feed and that concentrates maintaining that there. So some farmers are turning out calves onto 2 kilos a meal. And look, you could step that back, you know, gradually to 1.5 kilos and then back to 1 kilo in the coming weeks. But for the best part, most of our farmers would be keeping 1 kilo a meal with their calves right up until after grass comes into play, maybe in, you know, from probably mid-June onwards. And even at that, most of our farmers would be maintaining certain amounts of concentrates with their calves. Look, calves, you know, and if, which is a big thing, there is probably certain groups of calves that you will be able to take concentrates out from maybe July onwards, maybe mid-July, maybe to mid-September, you know, your stronger group of calves. But, you know, your younger group of calves, concentrates possibly needs to be maintained in the diet right throughout the summer. Hay or straw as well, or preferably straw if it's available, depending on the location. It's no harm to leave a bit of that, or to leave access to that. The calves have access to hay or straw, because that bit of fibre in the diet, again, with the weather conditions, and maybe you'll have a high mineralisation and nitrogen, you don't want to run into any potential issues with summer scour syndrome.
That's great, Tommy, and you're touching on it there, really. Calf health at this stage and at all stages of the system, it's critical. What are the key issues that farmers should be watching out for in the coming weeks?
First thing, I suppose, you mentioned, touching on it there, is the successful transition. You know, a calf gets out, that it gets utilized in grazed grass, but you know, there's no issues, you know, that the rumen is fully ready to utilize and the calf can perform in this grazed grass. So look at grass, what we've seen farmers run into issues with summer scour syndrome before, where, you know, they're probably were eating the tips of grass or those high nitrogen content in grass. That should be avoided. Ideally, calves, you know, if you can strip graze them so they can eat out right to the base of the grass plant. The tip of the grass plant will be high enough in nitrogen, but as the calf grazes down, there'll be adequate fibre there to prevent any issues with summer scour syndrome. As it says, keeping the concentrates and keeping the access to the straw will ensure or prevent any issues like that such arising. Coccidiosis, you know, some farmers, it's farm specific as well, you know, some farmers may have had an issue with it and treated in the shed, and that immunity is there in the shed. For other farmers, you know, a fortnight, 3 weeks post turnout, some issues start to develop on farm, you know, so a treatment may be required to allow the calf then to build up natural immunity themselves. And then obviously if you're parasites with stomach and gut worms being the main one that will come to the fore relatively quick with calves, especially, and you know, the reality of it is on most farms, the paddock beside the shed or the paddock close to the yard is the first paddock for calves to go on. That farm can have a high parasite burden, so farmers need to be particularly mindful of that, you know, a couple of weeks post-turnout, or 3 to 4 weeks post-turnout.
I suppose a lot of cases, weanings were 30 to 40 kilos behind target at housing last autumn. What's the management plan for those yearlings going to grass, that are at grass at the moment?
Yeah, look, at the war, and they came in early and probably went out later than we'd have anticipated and would have desired. But look, at the plan is to keep the quality of grass in front of them, keep the rotation length of, you know, 2 to 3 days, keep the grass covers as desirable as possible, you know, anywhere 1,300, 1,400 kilos of dry matter. And, you know, keep that quality grass and try and get as much compensatory growth on that quality grass as much as possible. And, you know, in the latter parts of the summer, they're not going to be introducing concentrates or anything like that. You know, you're looking for, you know, so it's one of the big wins and one of the big areas where farmers make money in a dairy calf to be system is that second summer of grass and getting as much cheap weight gain as possible. So maintaining the quality of grass, maintaining the correct covers and keeping adequate grass, and obviously back to your parasites, keeping your animals healthy. That's what we'll be looking to do, you know. And then later in the summer, farmers will be weighing their and monitoring their stock. And that's when you might be introducing concentrates, you know, from July, August onwards to animals that you'll be looking to finish off grass.
And given the weather this spring, some farmers have decided to keep in heavier stock and intend to finish them indoors in the coming months. What would the advice be for those farmers?
Yeah, look, I suppose that stock that's indoors, that's dependent on the system, you know, steers, you know, it can be different, you know, where it can be more difficult to put on weight onto them. But like, again, if silage stocks is well depleted on a lot of farms, silage stocks is well depleted. So, you know, if you're feeding only adequate qualities or average quality silage, you know, you will need to up the concentrate levels to ensure them animals remain performing. And, you know, that's an important aspect of it. But I suppose if cattle aren't on that high of a level of meal feeding yet, and you know there is going to be surplus grass there, you know, farmers might maybe re-look at the decision depending on the weight of the animals and maybe go to grass with maybe some of the lighter portion and maintain finishing the heavier ones in the shed. But cattle in the shed, if silage quality is good and 5-6 kilos of meal, animal performance will be good, provided you know keep water troughs and all that clean. If stock are lighter and you think they're going to be too far away from finish, you know, you might look at letting them animals out, provided they're not on that high of a blend nutrition at present.
That's great. Thanks very much, Tommy. Some great tips and advice there for farmers in the coming weeks.
Okay, thanks very much, Catherine.
That's all for this week's episode, and my thanks to Tommy for joining me on the show. You can catch up on all other shows and interviews from the Beef Edge podcast on the Chagas website at chagas.ie, or you can listen on Apple and Google Podcasts as well as Spotify. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe so you never miss a show. For all other updates from our beef programme, keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Until next time, I'm Catherine Egan and thanks for listening.